This morning we are going to go through the Gospel of Luke, the passage, chapter 24. So if you want to turn there, that's where we'll be at this morning. Like I said, the opportunity to go down to the beach and do the sunrise service is such a blessing. But to be able to be anywhere in God's house on an Easter Sunday morning is a blessing. So we're so glad and so blessed to be here. But this morning, I want us to look at something as we read this passage that I think is for everyone here. I think it will be for each and every one of us in some way. And so my prayer is that as you go into this message, because this is one of those passages that we hear every Easter, it's Luke chapter 24, it's a resurrection story, it's the normal. And so sometimes what happens is we have a tendency to take and turn that to, oh, I know this. And we set it kind of on the back burner. And we just look for maybe something will be different. But I think if my attitude is what it should be, I will look at it for what can I get out of what I may have missed before, or what do I need to hear again. So if you would read along with me in chapter 24 of Luke, we'll start in verse 1. It says, "Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found a stone rolled away from the tomb. They went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, 'Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again.' And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to the rest of them. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. And their words seemed like idle tales, but they did not believe them. But Peter arose and ran to the tomb. Stooping down, he saw the linen cloths lying by themselves, and he departed, marveling to himself at what had happened." Let's pray. God, I just come before you and I just want to lift this time. I just pray, Lord, that in the things that take place, Lord, you would continue to be glorified and honored. Lord, speak to us. Use your word. Lord, we know it's alive. We know it's there for our teaching, correcting, and rebuking. Lord, you promise us that. Speak to each of us, Lord, because we need you. Lord, make us better. In your name we pray. Amen. As we look at this passage, I want us to focus basically on one phrase. Because we know what took place. We know that Christ arose. We know that the stone had been rolled away. We know that the angels were there and spoke. But I want to look at this one question. Why do you seek the living among the dead? Why do you seek the living among the dead? Now these women, they had came to a tomb. They had came to basically a graveyard. They had came early in the morning and they had came to see a dead man. To put spices and prepare a body of a dead man. So their intention, though it good and though it out of love, they came to put spices on the body of Jesus in a tomb. The mistakes that they made. Now, we would have all made those same mistakes. And unfortunately, so many people today are still making those same mistakes. I know I make those same mistakes sometimes. But as we look at this, even though they had best of intentions, I want to look at three things that they did wrong. And I want us to see, because I know all over this world today, people are in church. People are celebrating. But there are some that aren't. The first thing I want us to look at is they came looking for a dead man. They came looking for Jesus, whom they had saw crucified. Makes sense. They came looking for a dead man, expecting to find a dead man. There are people all over this country, all and maybe in this town, and maybe in this church, maybe online watching, that are coming to church making the same mistake. They come to church, they go to a location, and they are looking for this blessing machine. They are looking for a God of the past. They are looking for an impersonal God. Now, that's not the case for all of us. But they came looking for a person that wasn't there. There are people that are going to church that are looking for a God of the past. They are looking for, man, my life is down, and so I'm going to go and I'm going to expect that that church, something will happen and things will be good. And yes, we love it when God does bless that way, and He does. Don't get me wrong. And I'm going to say, don't get me wrong. Don't misunderstand me probably about 12 times today. Okay? Because I want to make sure you understand what I'm saying. There are people going to hear about God. They're understanding what Grandma and Grandpa have told them all their life, and Mom and Dad have shared with them what they've heard all their life from people is about this God that's out there. And so when they come to church, they're really looking for a God of the past. And so when they leave with information about a God of the past. These women came and they came looking for a dead man. If we look for the God of the past, and yes, our God was the same yesterday, today, and forever. But if all we look for is that God of the past, then we're missing the alive God. The whole point of Christ coming out of that tomb was that He conquered death and the grave, and He is alive today. We need to be looking for a God that's alive when we come into our church. When we come into a building, and it's just a building, but when we assemble together with other Christians, we need to be looking and seeking and searching for a God that is alive. Unfortunately, we don't do that a lot. Unfortunately, we come because that's what we're supposed to do. It's Sunday morning. That's what we do. You know, it's Sunday morning Easter. We're supposed to go to the beach. It's Sunday morning Easter. We're supposed to go to church. We do that because that's what we're used to. That's what they were used to doing. When somebody died, then you could go back and put spices on them later on. They went looking for a dead man. The difference between our faith, our God, our Savior, is that our God is alive. And our Savior is alive. All the other religions out there, you go check the tomb. You go check the grave. They're still there. Not my God. He's alive. Don't come looking for a dead God, because that's what you'll find. Next, same question. Why do you look for the living among the dead? They were looking among the dead. Today, people are still doing that. They go to a church, they go to an organization, they go to a place that is called a place of worship, and they get caught up in the place. And yes, God can be in those places, but if I go to that location thinking that location is something special and it's going to be that special thing that makes me meet God, that may happen. But we have to go searching, not in a location, but searching with our heart. Jeremiah 29:13 says that if we will He will be found by us if we seek Him with our heart. It doesn't say go up Englewood Drive and take a ride into the parking lot, go in the building and you'll find God. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work to go to a location because that location is not what it's all about. Now don't get me wrong, I'm not saying don't come to church. What I'm saying is don't come to church expecting because this building has been here forever and my friends are there that this is where I will meet God. You may very well meet Him here. But my point is if you don't come in those doors looking for Him, you're probably not going to find Him. That's our problem. That's the world's problem today is we think it's a fast food society mentality. I can just go through McDonald's and even if they get my order wrong 90% of the time, where am I going to go the next time? I'm going to go back to McDonald's because that's what we do. And we expect it to be there quicker. You don't have to sit down. You don't have to take an order. You don't have to wait. I don't have to cook it. It's already. It's there. And we have that same mentality when we come to church. And all I got to do is get in that building and God's going to be there and everything's going to be great and I'm going to walk out of here and everything's perfect. Doesn't work that way. They came looking among the dead. That's not a place where you're going to find somebody alive. You go looking for somebody that's alive. You're not going to go to a cemetery. Now, there's nothing wrong with churches. There's nothing wrong with Christian organizations. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it has to start with where are you looking? Are you looking in the location? Because if you're putting God in a location, you're putting God in a box. And then that, if you're putting God in the box, then you're the God. We have to understand that we have to look for God, not in a place, but with the heart. Because we make the mistake, like I said, of looking for a God of the past, and we make the mistake of going to a certain location thinking He's going to be there, and we missed on both cases. The next thing these women did, they came for the wrong reason. They came to bring spices. Now that was a nice thing. That was a custom that was a good and proper thing. Wasn't anything wrong with it. They did it out of love and honor for Jesus. But the reason we come is not to put spices on a dead body. We come not to get self-satisfaction. People all over the world are going to church today to get self-satisfaction. That's not why we come. They're coming to get knowledge. And knowledge is good. We should gain knowledge when we come to church. And again, like I said, don't get me wrong. We are to earn knowledge. We come to get encouragement from other people in the church. And we're supposed to do that. It says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. We are to join together and to support each other and encourage each other and help strengthen each other. But if that's the only reason we come, we might as well be going somewhere else. We have to be coming for the right reason. And that is to celebrate, to honor, to worship, and to praise our God. If that's not the purpose, we're here for the wrong reason. As we look at these three things that these women did, I don't want it to seem negative. I want to say that not everybody's doing those things, and I pray that I don't do them that often. When I make mistakes, I know I do. But what I want you to understand is it's real easy to slip into these things. Looking for a God of the past. Looking for Him in a location. In a group of people. And looking to get what we can get out of it. And yes, we will get out of it. We'll get blessings. But it's not about us. It's about Him. So my prayer this morning, as we stop and as we think and as we celebrate our risen Savior, I want you to understand. I want to understand myself that He wants me to be better. He wants me to be better. He wants me to search for Him with my whole heart. He wants me to search and know that He's a living God. He's not just a God that's up there in heaven, but He is a God that has given us His Holy Spirit to indwell in us, and He lives with us. He's alive. He came out of that tomb. He ascended into heaven, but His Holy Spirit is among us. He's given us boldness to go before the throne of God. If it's this place, if people say, hey, I went to this church or that church and I really had a great experience. I felt the moving of the Holy Spirit. That is a great thing. But you know, that doesn't start because you walk in a building. That starts because you wanted to search for God yourself. When you search for Him, He will be found by you. Today, I think most of society wants God to just walk up to them whether they're looking for Him or not. He says He wants us to search for Him, that we must worship Him in spirit and in truth. If this is the location where we can do that, that's great. But don't think we've got God cornered in a box here. It doesn't work that way. And we come with the right reason. Stop and think about what took place. And this goes back to a little bit of what we talked about this morning. Information overload. I can't get that out of my mind. Of everything that took place in that garden that morning, of all the things that happened, how miraculous they were, how's it changed your day? How did it change yesterday? Maybe that's a better question. We know how it changed today. We got dressed up and put on a new shirt and got here and are celebrating and praising God. But how did all that information overload change yesterday? How is it going to change tomorrow? We come for the right reasons, then the place won't matter. As long as we're worshiping the risen Savior. That's what we've got to do. We serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always there. It's an old hymn. It's a very good hymn. But we serve that risen Savior who died for our sins. He rose from that grave to conquer death and the grave for us. And one of these days, He's coming back. One of these days, He's coming back. And as I look through all the passages about the resurrection, there's always something in there that say, go quickly. And again, this goes back to this morning. There's a time frame. Go quickly and tell the disciples. They ran quickly. They continued to run. The time frame is there for them. The time frame is there for us as well. He said He was going to leave. He ascended. He said He was going to rise. He did. He said He'd send His Spirit, and He did. And He said He's coming back, and He's going to. Let's pray. Father God in heaven, we just come before You. Lord, we pray that You would move among us, or do You speak to us? God, without You, we're nothing. Lord, make us better in every way, Father. Make me better. Help me to understand You more. Help me to live for You. Help me to honor you. Help me to praise you. Help me to worship you. Help me to serve you. Help me to share you. Father God, I thank you for this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.